The supporters here have such a sense of gratitude and appreciation. I think they've got a wonderful new home. It's not just the Meccano Stadium, is it? It's a really special piece of architecture in a beautiful setting. And I was running around with Dean. With Dean is at the end of my road, actually. And I was running around there yesterday, and it's ghostly and deserted, and the grass is getting thick and overgrown. And I didn't mind. You know, I just thought, tomorrow night I'm going to the Amex for the first time, and it's a joy to be here.
How fitting was it, that first game against Doncaster? I mean, you were part of the story, really, with the whole move to looking for a new permanent home and the struggles that the fans in the smoky bars of Brighton, and it eventually came to fruition. How appropriate was that day? I know you probably weren't here. I think you're probably covering a game elsewhere, weren't you? But, you know, how appropriate that Albion win, it was against Doncaster Rovers. I mean, there was so much about it.
It was. It was a really poignant moment, wasn't it? I remember that game at the Goldstone Ground, actually, the Doncaster Rovers game. And everything seemed so dark and apocalyptic, and the club was, you know, fighting for survival. And really, they were clinging on and clinging on, and I always felt that this city, Brighton and Hove, deserved a stadium of this stature, that it would lift the whole life of the town, and indeed Sussex too. And that's exactly what we've got. And of course it helps that the team made such a good start, 4 wins out of 5, and there's a feeling that the team, the city, the club, everything is on the up, and I just hope it continues.
What about Gus Poyet and what the job he's done here? I mean, you know, obviously he's getting plaudits from all sorts of areas. I mean, you speak to sport writers on a daily basis and other people in the game as well. What's the impression of him?
Well, people are very impressed by him. I mean, I think managers who achieve success, you know, back-to-back, season after season, tend to catch the eye. Paul Lambert at Norwich City, of course, is another example. I was just studying Gus on the touchline there, actually, and he's quite a domineering manager, isn't he? You know, he grabs players in the middle of breaks and coaches them and tells them what to do, and I think he's right on top of this team, and above all, he's got an eye for talent. He can spot a player, and each acquisition seems to improve the side.
Well, he spent, of course, the end of the Doncaster game right behind us here in the position after. It does sometimes spill over. It's a fine line, and, of course, the managers are always in the spotlight. You're writing about them every single week, aren't they? But is it... I mean, I know Albion fans probably don't want to hear it, but is it an inevitability that he may well go to another, perhaps bigger, dare I say it, club, but once maybe he's made that full journey with Albion to where he wants to get them, which is, of course, the promised land of the Premier League?
Sure. I mean, my guess is that all the time he feels there is a chance, there is the prospect of getting Albion into the Premier League, he'll stay and stick at that job. What he doesn't want to do, of course, is take the wrong job in the Premier League. If he takes a relegation threatened side or a club with instability, then he's going to damage his own reputation, because as we've seen, you know, reputations tumble pretty quickly in the Premier League, and he has to protect his own standing. At the moment, he's regarded as one of the two or three best young managers in the game, and he has to make the right move, and staying will be the right move if the team continues to progress.